Madam Chair, good morning to the delegation. We appreciate your responses. Today, I will address issues 24, 25, and 26, continuing with peaceful assembly, focusing in particular on the use of surveillance technologies during protests, as well as the right to freedom of expression. Continuing with my colleagues' questions about the right to peaceful assembly, credible reports indicate that excessive force by the police have caused injuries to protesters and journalists participating in demonstrations. Now, this morning, we heard from the delegation regarding the number of complaints filed about excessive force when restrictive measures were in effect, and we appreciate that. However, our concerns extend beyond the COVID emergency period. For example, reports indicate that two journalists suffered second-degree burns and significant hearing loss from the use of stun grenades during protests commemorating the Tempe rail accident in March of 2023. Please explain the justifications for the use of such force during these demonstrations. Regarding surveillance systems, the committee appreciates the state party's assertion that the use of such systems follows the principle of proportionality. However, we remain concerned that the existing legal framework remains overly broad. For example, the criteria for determining the necessity of surveillance systems under Decree 75/2020 are rather vague. In addition, the current framework has been criticized for not adequately consulting with civil society groups. In light of these concerns, please provide updates about the installation and use of surveillance systems, including establishing clear criteria to identify the persons and places surveilled, to limit the time period of data retention, and make information about surveillance systems publicly accessible. The committee acknowledges and appreciates recent reforms within the Hellenic Police, such as enhancing police academy training on human rights, peaceful assembly, and protest management, requiring also the use of body cameras and revising protest guidelines. However, concerns remain regarding the effectiveness of these reforms. Please explain the plans to strengthen oversight and accountability mechanisms in the Hellenic Police, especially regarding protest management, the timeline expected for implementing these reforms, and efforts to ensure that recently introduced measures are consistently enforced and monitored. Turning to the display of identification on uniforms, the committee appreciates the 2021 order by the chief of the Hellenic Police mandating that officers clearly display identifying information on their uniforms during public assemblies. However, reports allege that compliance remains inconsistent, such as during the COVID-19 protests and the Tempe crash demonstrations. Please explain what steps the state party has taken to ensure that all police officers consistently comply with the requirement to wear visible identification during public assemblies. Additionally, how do technological measures such as body cameras, how are these measures used in conjunction with uniform identification requirements to ensure that protesters can identify specific officers when allegations of misconduct arise? Turning to issue 26 on freedom of expression and control of the media, the committee notes that a media law adopted by the Parliament on 22 December 2022 creates a committee to oversee compliance with journalistic ethics. This ethics committee has the authority to exclude media from state advertising and funding for up to 2 years, raising concerns that government control and having a chilling effect on press freedom, including by reducing funding for independent media outlets and those critical of the government. In light of these concerns, how does the state party ensure that the ethics committee operates independently and respects journalistic integrity? And how does the government distribute monies via other public funding schemes fairly and transparently? The committee has also received reports that strategic lawsuits against public participation, or SLAPs, exacerbate the challenges faced by journalists in Greece. Local officials, such as the mayor of Alexandroupolis, have employed these retaliatory lawsuits to suppress critical news reporting and create financial and psychological pressure on journalists, such as Antonis Telopoulos, and undermine the integrity of the media landscape in general. Please clarify how the state party addresses the adverse impact of slaps on press freedoms. For example, has the state party implemented the European Commission's April 2022 recommendation concerning the protection of journalists against slaps? And is the state party planning to revise the legal framework to protect journalists against the use of these retaliatory lawsuits? The next topic under Issue 26 concerns the National Plan for the Management of Public Outdoor Assemblies adopted in 2021. The committee understands that this plan authorizes the police to demarcate a specific area for journalists during public demonstrations. Although the state party has described the national plan as intended to protect journalists and allow them to report freely, the committee is concerned about limiting journalists' access to critical information on matters of public concern. In light of reports received, please clarify how these demarcations are selected and how they are implemented in practice. Specifically, how are journalists informed about their rights and responsibilities during public demonstrations in a clear and transparent manner? And what criteria are used to evaluate the necessity and proportionality of the demarcations? In addition, what measures are in place to ensure that these designated areas do not limit journalists' ability to cover events of public concern fully and independently? Lastly, the committee has received credible reports that the amendment to Article 191 of the Penal Code in November 2021, although intended to combat disinformation, raises concerns about press freedoms, in particular, the vague definition of fake news, the absence of clear standards, and severe penalties. In light of these concerns, how does the state party ensure that this law is not applied in ways that result in suppression of press freedoms? Those are my questions for this morning, and I look forward to your replies. Thank you.
Muchas